You're listening to Band Sounds with Phil Corbett. That's it.
I recently wrote an episode for a podcast called 20,000 Hertz, and there are some new Van Sound subscribers. So welcome, it's great to have you here. But if this is the first episode you're hearing, it will be a confusing one. We're in the middle of an ongoing series, and honestly, I'd recommend starting with a couple different episodes. A Shout Across the Valley, which is about cowboy yodeling, or Kathmandu 666, which is about death metal in Nepal. And if you're here on purpose, you probably know that this is part 3 of the series called Lucian. Here we go. September 21st, 2018. Going to see Lucian. And there's Lucian in the same spot. Only this time, it's a bunch of gold and yellow between me and Lucian. Lucian is a little bit above the line of yellow leaves, but I would say about half of the leaves on Lucian are yellow, and then the top half is still pretty green. Yeah, so one thing is I got paid today, all on the same day. I got 3 checks, and the bank is on the way to here. So I went and got a bunch of money out of the ATM. I was thinking I'm gonna just bury a $100 bill under Lucian. All right. Fold it up. September 30th, 2018, going to see Lucian. Apparently the first fall storm is supposed to blow in the next couple days, and I can hear it right now. Yep, it's a new bike trail after all. Just spoke to some bikers. It's the first time I've ever had a conversation up here with somebody I didn't bring. I think I was able to not blow up my spot, though. They were asking where I was going. That was very vague. But yeah, they said they'd subscribe to the podcast, so welcome. Coming over the last ridge. And there's Lucien. The same spot. Yeah, it's already halfway through October. Seemed to pass by really fast. Coming over the last ridge. And there's Lucien. Same spot. Lucien no longer has any leaves. October 18th, 2018. I just realized I had the library book due today, so I'll do that when I get home. And actually, wait, I have that library book on me. And actually, wait, I'm meeting with the author of that book this afternoon. Just got over the ridge, and there is Lucien in the same spot. Names are essential in our culture. Without them, history would be devoid of interest, for we could not identify ourselves with the players, whether heroes or villains. So the herders were no different from the rest of us in that regard. But of course, they had other ways to inscribe their identities as well. Self-identity can be stamped in written form as a self-portrait or in the figure of a hand. But each form means the same thing. I was here. This is me.
Bai.
Ah,
bai.
Zure bai?
Ah, antxe gogera.
Goñi
eta bio. Ah, goñi ere bai? Ah, txotan. Ja, baina, no, jode, daizu, nintzen Batzutan bai,
batzutan. Eta, Elisa. Jose Malea Olaetxe.
You wrote a book called Speaking Through the Aspens. Can you kind of just introduce that book?
It is based on my research on aspen carvings that were carved by Basque shepherds. Oh, the ones that I recorded go back maybe 100 years, but they certainly carved those trees even before. What happens is that the aspens are short-lived trees and the old ones are gone. So, but you can bet that the Basque started carving their names on trees since day one.
And so why aspen? Is there a specific reason why people choose to carve an aspen?
Well, absolutely, because the aspens are beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. And they are usually around water. So where is the shepherd going to pitch his camp? He needs water. So do the sheep, but he needs water for his coffee and cooking and everything else. So under the aspen trees is where they usually camp. And besides, you know the aspen has a beautiful white bark. You know, not all of them are white, but nice and smooth bark, mm-hmm. right? So you don't need much of a scratch. You just need to scratch that to to come up a few years later with a beautiful carving. So whenever they had like siesta time or after siesta or in the heat of the day in the summer, the sheep were down in the shade. So they had nothing much else to do. They went fishing or they just carved their names or whatever else they came to their minds at the time. Do you know where Peavine Mountain is?
Yeah, right there.
Right over there, north of Reno. You look at the mountain from here and you don't see anything. Mm-hmm. Certainly you don't see aspen trees. Well, I recorded 630 carvings there in 1990 or 89. Now, if you go back today, you'd be lucky to find half. So in this short period of time, half of them have gone. Remember we had those drought years?
Yeah.
Those were really bad on aspen.
He's trying to buy the governorship to be something for the first time in his life, because if he wasn't a trust fund baby, he would be nothing.
October 25th, 2018. No way. So the leaves are down, and while I was standing there, out of the corner of my eye, I saw more carvings just off the trail a while. And I'm looking at it right now, and it says, Jesus Arriga. Jesus Arriga, November 7th, 1966. Wow. This is an aspen grove that's like a good deal before you get to Lucien, a little bit just past the halfway point. And usually you walk down lower, but where I just happened to stop, I saw this up above the trail. Forgot to start recording from the ridge, but standing by Lucien. I talked to Jose Machea, the writer of Speaking Through the Aspens, last week. I'm sure I will have played you that clip. Jose said this really interesting thing where he said, that tree is your witness. You put your name there and you say, this is me, I was here. And then it's your witness to prove that you existed. November 2nd. There's a bicyclist with a cowbell hanging off him. I just stepped over this log. It's like a log that goes over the trail. It's very small, but I like it. I don't know, it's good. It's a good log. Kind of has some spring to it, so you just step on it and kind of bounce up. Last week I was walking back to the truck, and there was just something wrong. Like, the flow just felt wrong. Like, there was something in this little gully that wasn't right, and I realized somebody rolled the log off of the trail. And it was below the trail. And kind of looked at it for a little while and decided, like, nah, the log's better on the trail. So I rolled it back up onto the trail. That said, I think that there's like a 90% chance this person comes back on the trail at some point in the future. and is very confused about how this log got rolled back up the hill into the trail. Coming over the last ridge, and I'll get to Lucien in a second. Apparently somebody tried to steal my identity. Joke's on them. It's confusing. If you really think about it, you know, what is identity? Other than apparently using somebody else's social security number to open up a utilities account with NV Energy. Like, not that long in the past, you probably didn't have photos to have a photo ID, probably didn't have a number or something associated with your name, so you'd just show up to the, what did they have before the power company? The wood store. You'd show up at the wood store and be like, I need wood to heat my house. My name's John.
Back. Our next guest is the author of the best-selling collection, The Extinction of Experience, The Loss of What We Know and What to Remember About.
November 10th, 2018. Going down to see Lucy. Coming over the last ridge. And there's Lucien. Same spot. I own a device that captures self. I own like 20 of them, actually. I own 500 microphones. I own 1,300 microphones. You wouldn't believe how many microphones I own. I own 100,000 microphones. Put them in this really big drawer. I think this person's gonna be really pissed when they find out I moved the log back onto the trail. November 16th, 2018, going to visit Lucien. Had a weird experience. I heard beeping from the forest. Sounded like a, you know, like a camera timer or some sort of like electronic beep, beep. And I like froze and looked, kind of expecting it. Maybe it was my phone or the recorder telling me something. But it was definitely a little bit far away, and I heard it a few more times. And I just froze and was kind of standing there. Saw nothing, kept walking. And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw movement. And there was a guy with a metal detector out in the woods. So, I wonder if he found anything. It's kind of funny, like, he also has this, like, implement on a stick with headphones. It's pretty similar to what I'm doing out here. Coming over the last ridge. And there's Lucien. Same spot. Spent the morning rebuilding my website. My personal website. It's funny, like, I mostly just use it for Van Sands these days. But I still, like, monitor, you know, who's... I know when you're listening to my podcast. So I'm, like, monitoring, you know, how many page visits and, like, what people do if they subscribe, all that kind of good stuff. But I, like, find myself seeing that people have clicked on my other pages on my website, like my portfolio for writing or radio or video, and I'm like, oh man, don't go there, stranger from Spain or whatever. It's really interesting to think of like how it's a representation of self in a very specific way. Like, it's supposed to be the most professional looking version of myself, so that people see it and hire me or subscribe to the podcast or whatever. And I mean, basically the best possible way to make myself seem important is to just put impressive ass logos all over the page. That's it. Because that's how people are going to make, you know, decisions. So of course, like NPR, front and center. I had work on there once. The City from USA Today. Cool podcast that I've been working on. That one, it's not a stretch at all. Like, I'm employed by them. Even the ones that just, most of them aren't a stretch. It's just funny to, like, put the CBC logo on my website. Because they have played my work. Like, my work's appeared there. That's my insight today is, your sense of self should be very specifically tied to what logos are on your website.
Union address in Young 2019, they're going to see
November 30th, 2018. All right, listen to this. Snow. Oh boy, this is gonna be a long, cold walk. I'm knee deep. And I don't have snowshoes. Okay, I'm gonna turn this off for a minute. Okay. I hate to admit this, but I am entirely ill-prepared. There is no way I can make it back there. As soon as I got off the road, which is where I need to be, I'm like up just about to my waist. It's all the way. Yeah, I can't make it to Lucene without snowshoes. Damn it. Saturday, December 8th. It's winter. It snowed again since I couldn't make it last time. Brought my snowshoes this time. The sun just set. So it's the twilight, but the sky is still blue. So this is normally like a manzanita patch. You just walk right over it. And on that note, I'm coming over the ridge. And there's Lucene. In the snow. Same spot as always. Oh, man. Yeah, I've had this thought in my mind since I talked to Hoshe. I asked him why he thought people carved their names into trees, and he just said, well, everybody needs a witness. I think about that a lot.
Mount Rose Ski Resort announced plans today to expand into National Forest Service land by
December 13th, 2018. Snow. I wonder if Lucene the man ever met anybody famous. He was up here in the 50s and met Marilyn Monroe or something like that. Maybe Lucene taught Clark Gable how to lasso. Maybe Lucien farted in a restaurant and Marilyn Monroe was like grossed out. Maybe Lucien herded sheep that was eaten on the set of The Misfits. It's the only movie, clearly, that I can think of from 1950s. Might even be from the 60s. Okay. I think I'm gonna try to find Lucien in real life. Van Sounds is produced by me, Phil Corbett, with help on this episode from Joey Lovato. The music in this episode was written by Kent Irwin and me, based on a theme by M. Zhang. The accordion quintet was performed by me. Thanks to Jose Malaya Oleche, who wrote the book Speaking Through the Aspens. You can find Van Sounds on PRX, write a review on iTunes, follow us on Twitter, or swing by at fansounds.org. And if you know somebody who might like this show, send them a text, tell them to subscribe. That's really the best way to support. Well, that and buying t-shirts. The final Lucien episode will be out in a couple of weeks. Thanks for listening, and keep moving.